And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today. I'm excited about our guest on the show from Houston, Texas, passive investor, award-winning lead investor, very involved with Lifestyles Unlimited, very involved with real estate as a whole, networking events, case studies, road trips. This gentleman's held board positions with the Houston Apartment Association. Talk about somebody who is all in, who is engaged when it comes to real estate investment, giving back, building a great team. And today I want to find out just how he became such an engaged real estate investor. Ramon, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. I'm really happy you were able to join us today. Ramon, as we get started, why don't you share a little bit of background about yourself?
Well, oh man, how much time do we have?
Where do we start, right?
But I was born and raised in Houston, Texas. Me and the wife we were working for KBR overseas during the Iraqi War. That's where we met and we were tired of working and the project was basically coming to an end, and we came back to the States, and we were looking to do something, trying to own our own business. We looked into franchises and other things, and things just, you know, those opportunities just didn't stick with us,
right?
And then we finally bought our house, and our realtor suggested that we look into Lifestyles Unlimited. And we're like, oh, okay, here we go.
Wow.
This place.
Yeah.
And then
what a strange name.
yeah, exactly. And then we went to go check out Lifestyles, and we're like, okay, where's the catch here? Where's the catch?
Yeah.
And then after attending the free workshop, where we were, you know, looking at ourselves saying, yeah, this is something we could do. And then we signed up to go to the 2-day class. And it was just mind-blowing of what we did not know about
Yes.
the state. And then as soon as we took the 2-day class, we were still kind of skeptical. You know, we
sure
we had to get a little bit more educated on the U.S. Financing system. And then as soon as we got, you know, pretty confident about all the information, then we took a leap. And then we became PIG, which is a Preferred Investor Group members, back in 2015. And then we got into two passive deals. Our first deal was an 800-unit passive deal in the
Monster
Galleria.
Deal. Wow.
Houston, Texas. Yeah, that was our first one. That's
a major 800-unit apartment complex. Is huge.
It's kind of like running your own city.
In KBR,
we actually managed five bases in northern Iraq,
right?
And I mean, I can talk to you for hours about that. But the lead investor told me, yeah, 800 units, it's like running your own city. It is absolutely
good. You got to have your own, almost like your own, just an incredible administration of that mm-hmm. property. I can imagine. So obviously, that was I can only imagine who the lead was. It had to be extremely confident and seasoned and just the skill set to bring in a property that large.
Absolutely. Yep. And then 2017, the year after that, we did our second passive deal, 48
yeah.
units. And then at the time, me and the wife did not have any kids. You know, it was we were married for 7 years. We were just enjoying life. We put our money to work. That was our main focus. And
right.
then my wife's from Europe, so we went to go visit her family just for a couple of months. Basically, threw down the mic, and I was like, all right, our money's going to work, and let's just go have fun. and then we were like, okay, in 15, 20 years from now, are we going to are we going to regret not having any kids? You know, it's like, should we actually, you know, talk about this? I'm like, yeah. So we finally decided, all right, let's go for it. And then we just got to work and made it happen. And then when the kids come, it's a totally different mindset.
Right.
You know, she becomes a mom. I become a father. We've got greater responsibilities in life. And the wife, me and the wife always knew that we wanted to own our own business. But we just didn't know what type of business until we joined Lifestyles. But we weren't ready at the time to be lead investors.
So, Ramon, did you and your wife have any real estate experience at all prior to joining Lifestyles Unlimited?
No, sir. None at all.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Lifestyles basically teaches you everything. Soon as you go to the two-day class, you start to understand the actual structure of single family and also multifamily, and then also the U.S. banking system. And then from there, you learn how to use leverage to basically buy single family and, you know, multifamily projects.
So important. Yeah, absolutely. So leverage, we bring the bank to every single deal we do, and that enables us to increase the returns on our investment. So you and your wife, you were looking to own a business. The realtor suggested you look at Lifestyles Unlimited, and you get in and you realize, yeah, this is a business, but really we're so much more than that. It's such a massive wealth creation tool just using our model to invest in real estate. When did that hit you?
Yeah, absolutely. So we were in two passive deals. We came back, and then the wife and I had a conversation of, you know, how much more can we keep on moving forward in life? And at the time, we didn't have any kids. And me, my mindset, you know, we always wanted to own our own business, and we were in a group that coached us along the way to be as successful as we wanted to.
Yeah.
So if you just wanted to invest in single family, you can do that. There's a whole a part of Lifestyles that basically makes you the most successful single family investor out there. And then there's a group in Lifestyles which guides you and coaches you to become a lead investor as well. So becoming a lead investor wasn't too stressful, because you had a whole support system around you to guide you through the processes of what to do, what not to do, how do you find your first deal. So when you're surrounded by a team that helps you achieves your goals, you feel a whole lot more comfortable just being part of the team.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going through that now. I started out very slow, houses, built that up, and then 5 years ago became a passive investor. So similar to you, you didn't do houses at all. You went straight to passive. And then what prompted the change? Did someone approach you and say, hey, Ramon, are you interested in becoming a lead? Or did you and your wife just sit down and say, okay, let's take this next step from passive to lead investor?
Yeah, well, I always like to think that it was in our DNA. You know, we always like to rise to the challenge. We knew that in about 5, 10, 15, 20, 50, 60, 100 years from now, you know, what was the big picture goal? I knew we had the skill sets. I knew we had the team around us to be a good lead investor. At first, we were hesitant. But what kind of nudged me was the people that was around me, and knowing that, you know what, I do want to do this. I do want to rise to the challenge. I know we can do it. LU has a good training program for, you know, future lead investors. And we were just surrounded by a lot of people who were already successful at being a lead investor. So we just followed what they were doing. And we knew that we had more confidence starting out in this business than anybody else just, you know, walking out the street. So it was more of owning our own business, fulfilling our dream of what we wanted to do. And it was the right business as well.
Mm-hmm. I think people find it shocking that there's actually, we have mentors that we're not winging it. We're not just going out and buying an apartment community. There's so much on the front end, the analysis, which loan to take. And there might be six or seven different loan options on the property. And you're sitting down with a mentor and you're going through each of those. What makes sense? You're talking to various lenders. Does what makes sense here? Is this the right property? And then we pull the trigger and we get that first property. How'd you find your so your first time as a lead, what were y'all looking for and how'd you find that property?
Oh, this is a great story. So, you know, whenever you join Lifestyles, you try to get involved. You try to go to every single event, every single road trip, every single vendor, you know, outing they have at LU. Then with us, we started to get involved with the Houston Apartment Association, the Texas Apartment Association, even our community groups and so forth. But the way that we found our first deal was back in 2016, whenever we got back from traveling the world, I got bored. I knew that there was a lot of juice left in this tank to move forward in life. We knew that I wasn't fulfilling my needs as an actual person. I wasn't fulfilling my goals.
Yeah,
I was at a multifamily road trip in Houston, and this one owner, she was leasing up her third property in Houston, Texas, and she knew me pretty well. And I came back from, you know, traveling overseas, having a great time, and I told her, I said, look, I'm basically going to recommit my focus on trying to be a lead investor. And I want to start learning even more the internal operations on how to run a successful business.
Yeah.
So I told her, hey, can I come work for you for free? I will be your, I can be your leasing intern. I can be
interesting.
You know, picking up trash on the property. You know, she knew my background already. She knew I already had my leasing 101 certifications from the Houston Apartment Association. She knew I was working on my CAM, which is the Certified Apartment Manager certs. And she knew I had two passive deals already. And I told her, I said, look, you can fire me anytime you want. You know,
yeah.
If I'm not fulfilling your goals, if I'm bringing down the business, hey, I mean,
let me know.
It's okay. Yep. So 2 weeks before I was going to join her team, her property manager gives her 2 week notice. So she comes to me and says, Ramon, I like you. Do you want to be my property manager? I said, absolutely. I'm ready for this.
We're going to stop there. This is getting great. Like you said, a lot of juice in the tank. We're going to unpeel it on the other side. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Start your real estate immersion with a free workshop live online at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Remember this, sellers, motivated sellers are found, but deals are made.
A reminder from Del Walmsley, CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited. Learn how to find those motivated sellers and get the deals done. Join our free online workshop and learn how to retire in 5 years or less at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. If you have any questions or comments for me, please reach out. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. If you'd like to see what we do and how we do it, I invite you to attend our free workshop. You can find that at freeworkshoplivestream.com. freeworkshoplivestream.com. Come see what we do, how we run our business, how we make money, 5 ways on a single family property, 6 ways on a multifamily property. If you'd like to join Lifestyles Unlimited, you can find that at financialfreedom.com. livestream.com. If you use the promo code SAVEBIG, all capital letters, one word, S-A-V-E-B-I-G, it will reduce the price from $740 to $297. And that was way less than what I paid when I joined in 2013. I have guest on today's show, Ramon from Houston, Texas, passive investor, award-winning lead investor, joined Lifestyles in 2015. And Ramon, you were telling us, this is crazy, I've never heard this before, but essentially we're such a giant community of like-minded real estate investors. You knew a lead investor in Houston, Texas, and you told her, hey, I'll come work for you for free because I want to learn more about this business. And you were telling us about that you had volunteered to be the manager of the property. Is that correct?
Yes and no. I was going to be her actual leasing intern working for free.
Okay.
Two weeks before I was about to join her team, her property manager gives her 2 week notice and she's like, uh-oh, what do I do? Okay. Let me turn to Ramon and let me see if he actually wants to, be my property manager. I'm like, as soon as she asked me, I said, absolutely, I want to do this.
I'm in. Yeah.
You know, I worked in a war zone. How hard can it be to be an actual property manager? So I joined her team back in 2016. And then, you know, at the time, I wasn't looking for a property or anything. I was just trying to learn operations to see if this was a business that I actually want to get deeper and deeper involved with.
Right.
And then I knew that I had a lot of skill sets that actually complemented the property management business. And then at the time, I think LU was actually starting up their aspiring lead investor program. And then I joined that program and then just kind of took off from there. And I was always talking, and she was trying to help me buy my first property. And then it just kind of fell in my lap where it was like she was ready to sell.
The property you were managing was the one that you ended up buying.
Absolutely.
Cool.
The story of this is you never know where the opportunity is going to come from. You always have to keep on networking, you know, plugging yourself into the system, you know, just talking to people because you never know where the opportunity
sure.
is going to come from.
Mm-hmm. So, Ramon, tell us about that property, because I think someone listening that doesn't understand Lifestyles Unlimited would be, well, why would you buy this property from if they're selling it? They're obviously selling it at they're making profit mm-hmm. on the sale, mm-hmm. obviously. But mm-hmm. what was the opportunity for you that remained within that property?
Yep, absolutely. So every owner has their different reasons of selling. This was a family deal. They were in there for 5 years, and that was their set goal, and it was time for them just to sell. And I was there at the right time. And this area is in Spring Branch, and Spring Branch is a emerging submarket where rents are always going up.
Yeah.
It's a great location in Houston. The properties are newer construction, 2010, 2013, 2016 properties. The opportunity was increasing rents, RUBS, which is basically billing back utilities like water, sewage, and so forth. We actually implemented a utility package where we make a margin off of the utilities. I mean, increasing pet fees to the trash fees. I mean, so the owner had a different mindset for the property. Us as syndicators, we come in and we try to squeeze every single drop of lemon juice out of the lemon. And,
yeah.
You know, it worked for us. It was a successful syndication.
Mm-hmm. How many doors is the property?
The first one was, so we have three properties in our portfolio. The first one is 32 units. The second one is 36 units. And then the third one, which we closed last year, was 39 units.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about the property. I understand you won National Apartment Association Property of the Year. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that one.
The entire portfolio was tied into all the recognition that we got over the past
couple of
years. The first award we won was the Houston Apartment Association Owner of the Year back in 2020. And then the Amelia Apartments won Property of the Year Award for HAA back in 2021. And then my maintenance technician won Maintenance Technician of the Year back in 2021 as well.
Cool.
It wasn't just on performance. It was on what do we do for the properties and the community around us.
Yes.
Even though they are newer construction properties, you know, we still had a nice value add, well, hybrid add to those properties. The other properties we actually had extended concrete patios on the first floors where we charge a little bit more rent for those. And then giving back to the community, we also did back to school supply drives. We did during 2020 and 2021, it was COVID. So we were working extremely hard for our residents, making sure people on payment plans, trying to get the support that they needed, because we had very, very good residents that were
right.
Just some of them were just going through like a little bit of a hard time. We stepped up as a management company and said, no, we're going to save y'all. Let's, you know, come to the office. Let's figure out a game plan, because you have been with us for 3 or 4 years and you're going to get through this. So we were there for our residents throughout the whole 2 years of COVID. Then also we reached out to our Spring Branch Management District organization, and then also our city councilwoman in the PEC, and we're like, look, I got speeding going on all around here on my three properties, and I have an elementary school right down the street where my residents' kids walk to school every single day. So we got a game plan together to put in 8 humongous speed cushions all around our properties and around the school as well, and it made the place a little safer. Exactly. Because, you know, I put myself in my residents' shoes. I'm like, if I'm living here, you know, I want a better place for these guys to live. The Houston Police Department created an apartment enforcement unit that offers the Blue Star Houston, the housing program for apartment communities. And it's a it's for rental properties throughout the city of Houston.
Yeah.
It's a proactive design to reduce the potential of crime and to raise awareness for apartment managers and owners and actual residents. Some of the things that they look for is, hey, are you keeping up with your property? There's about 30 criteria that every single year we have to get recertified for this certification.
You're doing what you can, right?
We're doing what we can with the resources that we have with the Houston Police Department, with the Houston Apartment Association, the Texas Apartment Association, the Spring Branch Management District. When you start owning your own business and you start to be an entrepreneur, and these businesses are your babies, you want to make sure that your properties are the best properties in the area. And that is also reflecting our mindset of how we want to run our businesses as well.
I can tell you're very proud to own it, and that's fantastic. I love the whole philosophy that we bring to the table, and then you copied it to a T. I mean, you went above and beyond. I like that you got with the city and said, hey, let's put some speed bumps in here so that people aren't screaming down the street. Tell me about economy of scale. You bought that first property, and then here we are, and you own 3 properties all attached to one another, essentially. How are you able to work in some economies of scale with that?
Absolutely. I have one maintenance technician. I have one, I call her my operations manager, and that's all I need. We have 107 units. I love to go on property almost 3 or 4 times a week just to see what's going on, you know, go with my maintenance technician on a couple of work orders to see how the properties are doing. I spend tons of time with my team because this is what I like to do. I love operations. This is where the money is made as well in ops. And then also, I love to just talk to my team, take them out to lunch, figure out what they're stressing about, good news stories, bad news stories, how we can troubleshoot better, how we can run our operations better, because I was involved in operations for a number of years.
It plays perfect into what you're doing as a property manager.
It's my type of personality to be proactive in seeing how the properties are doing. Not just because we have a lot of our resources in the properties, but also I have a lot of my partners' resources in those properties, and I want to make sure that, you know, we're doing well as an actual business.
So, Ramon, you took these places, you made them great places to live, but ultimately, this is an investment. That's why we get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Share with us, what are those returns?
Yeah, so we did a case study on the Amelia last week in Houston for multifamily night mixed in with a single family case study. The Amelia, I don't want to get too deep into numbers, but
right.
We have some cash on cash returns after 3 years of 7-9%. We distributed close to $400,000 within 3 years. And then if we're doing an actual evaluation based on a conservative cap of 4.5, our current worth is around $6.741 million, and we bought it for close to $4.3 million.
Just for the listener, I want to go back. $100,000 investment, cash on cash return, 7-9%. So that means that you're paying back to anyone who would have invested $107,000 to $109,000 annually. And I'm sure you're also depreciating that. So there's I bet a portion of that is tax free, if not all of it. That's a great investment there. And then you were able to add value to the property, $2 million, a little more than $2 million, Ramon.
Yeah, the projected returns, total projected returns was around $2.1 million. And then it was 150% return on the original investment in 3 years.
Yep. Woo!
Just one property.
150% return. So, that's incredible. So if someone invested $100,000, you would say, here's your $100 back plus an additional $150. Do I have that right?
Correct. Yeah. Kind of embarrassing.
Nice. Great job. And think about all the good you're doing at the same time. I mean, how's that make you feel?
Very good. Yes, I'm happy we are a successful business, but also at the same time, we're only a successful business because of the team that I have on property and also, you know, the residents that we have as well. So again, this is a business. We have clients. Clients are the residents. We have to take care of our residents. We have to run a good property. You know, we've been through Harvey. We've been through the Arctic storm. We've been through many things, and our team basically steps up and makes it happen. And, you know, that's just what we do. That's just our mindset.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like your employees really like working there as well.
They do. They really do. And we take extremely great care of them. If there's something that they need for their families, or if they need, or they're going through a little bit of a hard time, we step up and we make sure that they're taken care of as well. That goes a long way in life, because a lot of employers do not do that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's huge. I mean, if somebody wants to work there, they're happy to work there, they're proud to work there, they're going to do a great job. They're going to take care of the residents. Ramon, do you and your wife ever sit down and just think about, you know, how has your life changed, and are you where you thought you would be when you first started investing in real estate?
We had no idea we were going to be in this situation. We worked in Iraq for 3 to 4 years, every single day, sometimes 3 to 4 months at a time, and then we go on R&R vacation for 2 or 3 weeks, and then we come back and work some more. I think 10 months was the longest I've actually worked without any days off over there.
Wow.
We knew we were coming back to the States, and we knew we wanted to put our money to work, but we didn't know what we were going to do. We stumbled over Lifestyles Unlimited. We basically followed their roadmap, got in 2 passive deals, and then we had a meeting, just me and her, like, hey, I think we have a lot more ahead of us. And she was like, yeah, I think so too. And we started down the path of trying to become a lead investor, that happened by the grace of God, and then first deal, second deal, third deal. But our mindset is, let's see how far we can go with the properties as well. Let's see how much we can actually make these properties the best properties in our area. And we like what we do now because we know what we're doing. And if we have any questions, we just pick up the phone and call one of 100 lead, like 100, 200, 300 lead investors, and then also the mentors, because this business is always changing and we have to adapt to it. But that's just the goodness and just the benefits of actually being part of this organization. And all the work we did over the years of sacrifice, we also got recognized. And
yes,
being recognized is the fun part of it. You know, giving back and telling our story is the fun part of actually part of this business.
Ramon, awesome story. I can't wait to see what you do the next 3 to 5 years. For the rest of you out there listening, I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.